mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning we focus our attention on the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 10. You may be seated. I sometimes think that when we're singing hymns, we don't always think about exactly what we're saying. Think about that hymn that we just sang, "Let us ever walk with Jesus." It sounds like a wonderful thing, right? Jesus by my side, walking with me, keeping me on the path of life. It's all great stuff. Through a world that would deceive us and to sin our spirits lure, onward in his footsteps treading. I think what we don't usually think about is that when we are treading in the footsteps of Jesus, we are treading on the way to the cross. And that's what he calls us to. And then we sing in stanza 2, let us suffer here with Jesus. And we sing it with joy, right? And then in stanza 3, let us gladly die with Jesus. And we sing those words with a smile on our face. I don't think always thinking or remembering what it truly means to be a follower of Jesus. Being a follower of Jesus does not mean that he meant for us to be comfortable. I bet you've all gone out to the store from time to time and you've chosen a pillow that you're going to spend 8 hours every night laying your head on. And I bet when you choose that pillow, you're not going to choose one that feels like there's a bucket of rocks inside of it, are you? Probably not. And that's why pillow companies market their pillows as the softest or the most supportive. Essentially, what they're saying to you is that their pillow is going to be the most comfortable one. And so you buy that pillow because we're always looking for whatever it is that's most comfortable. The most comfortable shoes that you could be wearing as you're going to be on your feet all day long. For me, it's that endless search for the most comfortable recliner that I can kick back in and watch baseball at the end of the day. I haven't found it yet, so if anybody has any recommendations, let me know. And I'd love to hear what sort of comfort you're searching for. Because I know that we're all constantly in search of whatever is going to make life easier and more comfortable for us. And seeking out these types of comfort in this world is perfectly normal as long as we don't think that we are truly meant to be comfortable in this world as followers of Christ. C.S. Lewis once said, "If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity." That very sentiment is reiterated all throughout the Gospels. In our reading for today, we're reminded that the reality of the life of a Christian is one that is not comfortable. Jesus comes straight out and he says it. He says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth." And we might say in response to that, "Actually, I kind of did think that you came to bring peace to the earth. Wasn't it on the night that you were born, Jesus, that the angels in the sky said, 'Glory to God on high and peace on earth, goodwill toward men'? Wasn't that on the very day that you were born, Jesus?" But he didn't come to bring that kind of peace, the kind of peace that we're thinking about. Jesus says to us here, "No, that's not what I was saying or what was being said about me." Jesus says, "I come to bring not peace, but a sword." We pray for comfort and peace, and I find myself in my own prayers praying quite often for comfort and for peace in situations that are much less than comfortable and much less than peaceful. And we know ultimately that that's exactly what we're going to have, but Jesus makes it perfectly clear that the peace that we're seeking is going to be hard to come by as his followers here on earth. Because the peace and the comfort that we're promised is a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's one that our earthly understanding of peace and comfort doesn't coincide with. The peace and the comfort that we're promised will only come to those who find their life in Christ. And finding our life in Christ is apparently not something that's meant to be comfortable. This life is going to be filled with all the distress and unrest that Jesus warns his disciples of. We see it every day. Just look at the news about all that's going on in our world. And Jesus says, "I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household." Even that place where peace and comfort are meant to be most easily found, within the family, it's going to be elusive. Because to find that comfort will often mean loving the things and the people of this world more than we love God. Sin has invaded even the most basic of institutions that was put in place by God Himself. "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." Being a Christian is so often an uncomfortable prospect. And we're often asked to do uncomfortable things. I didn't think about this before, but it used to become uncomfortable to come into this space on a Sunday morning such as this, but what a blessing it is to have air conditioners, isn't it? Not so uncomfortable on a hot Sunday morning anymore. And yet it is uncomfortable on some Sunday mornings to get out of bed and to sit on a hard wooden bench and to hear the preacher remind you that you've fallen short. I know I'm preaching to the choir here at this point, as you're all here on this Sunday morning doing just those things. But there are days when even the most committed find it uncomfortable. Those days when the golf course or the lake is more inviting than that wooden bench. And I know for you students, it's uncomfortable sometimes to admit that you're not going to be at that party, or that you're not going to be at that baseball game, because your faith has called you to be elsewhere, to be somewhere more important. It's uncomfortable to share your faith with your neighbor because you don't know where they stand or what they're going to think of you. It's uncomfortable to speak the truth as we know it from the scriptures because the world is going to call you backwards and intolerant. These are just some of the crosses that we're called to bear as Christians. And Jesus says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Many people have said, and I agree with them, that it's time that we get comfortable with being uncomfortable. God knows that the comfort that we seek in this world, the peace that we so often strive for, is actually a false comfort. And God loves us too much to leave us with a false comfort. We think that peace and comfort in this life are something that's safe. But is that safety real peace? Is it real comfort? We've all been in that relationship where we know that it's broken, and yet we just deal with it by dealing with it. It's miserable, and yet we tiptoe around the issues, and it's clear that that's not how things are supposed to be. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying to us. Don't pretend that the peace and comfort of this world is anything at all compared to that which comes from giving up the things of this world to enjoy the real peace and comfort that only comes from knowing and following Him. He wants us to know the true comfort that comes only through the saving knowledge of Christ and Him crucified. Which is why He says to us, whoever finds his life, and when He says that, He's talking about this earthly life that we all desire to cling to, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The life that He desires for us to find is the one that's firmly connected to His life. And it's the life of true discipleship, of following the one who will lead us into the eternal peace and comfort that He's gone to prepare for us. Ultimately, the things of this world, the comforts that we seek and that we enjoy here, are going to pass away. Moth and rust are going to destroy, and what will be left will be something even more amazing than all of that. A true comfort that can only be known by those who know the God of all comfort, our God, who never promised a life of comfort here in this world, who reminds us that as His children, we're not meant to be comfortable, but are called to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because only in taking up our crosses and following Him are we truly living as His disciples. Are we truly walking in His footsteps? And we're never going to do it perfectly. Obviously, of course, He is the only one who could have done it perfectly. And there will be days when the allure of this world's comfort are going to draw us away from those footsteps. When the lake or the golf course is going to win out. When the pressures of those around us are going to cause us to stray. When the fear of being seen as backwards and intolerant will cause us not to speak or not to act. And on those days, we remember that even as we fall short of who we have been called to be and what we've been called to do, Christ's death and His resurrection offers us forgiveness and reconciliation with the one who did not hesitate to take up His cross, who suffered on our behalf so that we wouldn't have to, who covers us with His blood and righteousness. So for His sake, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. For this is how we'll lose the false sense of peace and comfort of this earthly life, and it's how we'll find true peace and comfort in our life in Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.